Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Cooney. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Harry Wilk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Heinie Sand. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Spaulding. Batting third. The right fielder, Cy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Russ Wrightstone. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fresco Thompson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bernie Freiberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Scott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jack Scott. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Spaulding settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Heinie Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Spaulding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spaulding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Wrightstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrightstone is hit by the pitch. Spaulding moves to second. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bubba Jonard now catching. Harry Wilk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilk bunts towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to third for the out. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to third. Wilk moves to second. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bubber Jonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jonard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg strikes out. Two outs. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Jonard moves to second. Heine Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand is 0 for 1 in the game. Sand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Spalding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spalding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spalding takes first base on ball 4. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Russ Wrightstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrightstone is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wrightstone takes first base on ball 4. Spalding moves to second. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubber Jonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jonard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Wilk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilk is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilk hits a pop-up towards short. Sand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root strikes out. two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields it and has Thompson trapped. There's the throw to Wilk and over to Adams, who tags Thompson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heine Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand is 0 for 2 in the game. Sand hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooney hits a pop-up towards short. Sand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Spalding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spalding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spalding hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spalding for the out. One out. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Wrightstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrightstone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Wrightstone takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wrightstone moves to second. Bubba Jonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett fires to first and picks off Leach. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Wilk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilk is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 2 in the game. Root hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bubber Jonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jonard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Freiberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freiberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Sand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Cooney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand is 0 for 3 in the game. Sand hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dick Spalding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spalding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spalding hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sand moves to third. Russ Wrightstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrightstone is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Wrightstone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney misplays the ball. That's an error on Cooney. Sand scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freiberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Wilk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilk is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-3 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bubba Jonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jonard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jonard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into center field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sand strikes out. Two outs. Dick Spalding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spalding is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spalding hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Williams reaches second base with a double. Spalding moves to third. Russ Wrightstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrightstone is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Wrightstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.